Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, tell me about the weather forecast in the Midwest.
Well, we are going to have a pretty busy pattern as we go here to the end of the week and as we peek into Thanksgiving week. We're seeing the Pacific Ocean wanting to throw out a bit more in the way of storminess. Even some of the very dry areas of the far west, like California and the desert southwest, actually going to get some rain and snow here in the coming days. And as those systems leave the southwest United States, they're going to curve northeast and head across the upper Midwest and affect the northern and western Corn Belt with some cooler, wet weather as we get to the end of this week, and we see another system early Thanksgiving week as well.
So tell me about next week then.
Well, I would expect a fairly busy pattern, meaning that we've got chances of rain and snow. This will be especially true over Iowa, Minnesota, eastern Nebraska, southeastern areas of South Dakota, Wisconsin, and portions of central northern Illinois and all of Missouri. Those areas should expect to see some wet weather coming in two surges, one later this week and into the start of the weekend, and then towards the middle of next week.
How about the last week of November?
Last week of November is going to be coldest and wettest in the central and the west, warming up in the southeast and the far eastern areas of the United States. It is looking like the last week of November, first 2 weeks of December, more often than not, are going to be cold for the nation's midsection and areas to the west coast.
Anything from South America?
The weather in South America is getting a little more wet. Both Brazil and Argentina here in the next week to 10 days are going to see more chances of rain than we've seen lately. So there's some good news in terms of some of the key growing areas of Argentina and Brazil getting some rainfall. Temperatures warmest in Argentina, slightly above average, near average temperatures in Brazil. So a very favorable outlook for the southern hemisphere, at least in South America, still fighting some dryness and warm, drier conditions in Australia.
Hey, thanks, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming.